This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Parts of Colorado could get quite a bit of rain this week because of Tropical Storm Nora. The National Weather Service expects moisture to reach Colorado between Wednesday and Friday. There could be heavy rain and wildfire burn scars across the state. That rain arrives later in the week. For today and tomorrow, it's staying warm with smoky air for much of the state. Front range highs in the 90s and the same around Grand Junction, mountain highs in the 70s. Firefighters from Colorado are helping with the rescue efforts in Louisiana as residents face blackouts and damage from Hurricane Ida. Crews left on Saturday to drive to the Gulf Coast. Video posted by West Metro Fire Rescue shows them packing several boats to bring along. 45 first responders from 14 agencies made the trip this weekend. The agency says firefighters from the same task force were in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. Volunteers from the Red Cross in Colorado have also deployed to the Gulf Coast. A mask mandate takes effect in Pueblo today for child care centers, youth camps, and pre-K through 12th grade schools. It applies to kids age 2 and older. Pueblo joins a group of Colorado counties issuing tighter mask requirements as the Delta variant gains traction in schools. In its decision, the city cited low compliance with the recommendation for indoor mask wearing and a desire to protect those who are too young to be vaccinated. At the Paralympics, a competitor from Colorado Springs became one of the first two para-triathletes to be multi-medalists in the game's history. Haley Danz won the silver medal in the women's triathlon, which she had also done in the 2016 Rio Paralympics. Danz finished second to her Team USA teammate, Alyssa Seeley. The Paralympics continue through the rest of this week. Highs in the 90s along the Front Range this afternoon, then cooler later in the week. This is CPR News.